弟兄姊妹，在这主日聚集的时候，首先让我们用心灵和诚实向上帝献上我们的祈祷。
Brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, let's first present our prayers to God in spirit and in truth.
天父上帝，我们何等的感恩。
Heavenly Father, how grateful we are.
因为你不仅仅是上帝。
For you are not just God.
是耶和华上帝。
The Lord Yahweh.
创造天地掌管万有的上帝
the creator of heaven and earth and who sovereign reign over everything
更是在基督里我们的上帝
and you are also the Lord our God in Jesus Christ
我们在天上慈悲的阿爸父
and our merciful father in heaven
你知道我们的软弱
you know our weakness
你知道我们的刚硬
you know our hearts are often hardened.
你知道我们的挣扎
you know our struggles.
所以你不仅赐下独生爱子耶稣基督
That's why you not only send us your only son Jesus Christ.
为我们在十字架上舍命
and who has give us his life on the cross.
为我们做成完全的救赎。
And give us the perfect redemption and salvation. Not only so, you also pour out your Almighty Spirit. And you have removed our hearts of stone. And give us a heart of flesh, a new spirit. So that we know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
又有你的律法刻在我们的心板上。
And you also inscribed your law in the tablets of our hearts.
让我们知道我们的罪恶。
So we know, we recognize our sins.
让我们知道你在基督里赐给我们的救赎。
That you have, we know the gift of salvation in your Son Jesus.
更让我们知道如何靠着圣灵赐给我们的大能大力过一个圣洁的生活。
And also how to live a holy life with the help of the Holy Spirit.
主，今天我们再次聚集的时候
As we come before you, Lord, today,
求主耶稣基督的宝血再次洁净我们的罪。
We ask that you once again cleanse us with the blood, the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
求圣灵再次的更新我们。
And that your Holy Spirit once again renew us.
我们为我们教会的复兴代祷。
And we pray, Lord, for the revival of our church.
求你的荣耀彰显在我们的心中。
And that your glory be manifest in our hearts.
求你的大爱浇灌我们的心中。
And that your great love poured out into our hearts. And that our lives are shaped to the beautiful image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we continue to remember Pastor Arthur and his family. And Lord, can be with them in their journey.
我们谢谢你带领台的袁牧师平安的从中国大陆回到我们中间。
And we also thank you for bringing Pastor Ted Yuan and his family back to among us.
主，求你的恩典也特别的与他们同在。
Add your grace to be upon them as well.
祝福我们今天的聚集。
Bless our gathering today.
我们的祷告、我们的敬拜、我们的分享都在你自己的面前。
And we present all our prayers, our sharing, our prayers.In front of you. And set these apart, Lord. That you alone receive all the glory among us. That we all are receive the blessing and the edification from you. We pray and give thanks to you, O Lord Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们正道的经文是在约翰一书的第二章的七到十七节，因为这段经文比较长，我们就请东辉长老直接给大家读英文。
Our theme passage today is from. The letter of 1 John in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 7 to 17. Behold, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. It's the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这段经文中特别分享灵命成长的标记、阶段和仇敌。
And today we want to share the sign of the spiritual growth and the stages of the spiritual growth and the enemies of spiritual growth in our new life.
使徒约翰是主耶稣基督特别钟爱的门徒。
The Apostle John, as we know, is an apostle that loved by our Lord Christ.
我们不说是耶稣特别钟爱的门徒之一，他就是 the disciple, not beloved by Christ. 他就是耶稣基督最爱的，能够躺在伏在耶稣的胸脯上，耶稣甚至把母亲都托付给他来孝敬的门徒。
He is perhaps the most beloved of among all the disciples by Jesus, as he was near the bosom of Jesus in the Lord's Supper, as we remember, and also Jesus also entrusted his mother to Apostle John as well on the cross.
使徒约翰所领受的信息，所领受的启示，也是最最深刻的。
And also the Apostle John also received the profound revelation from our Lord.
这就是四福音书中最深刻的一个书卷，约翰福音。
And there's a perhaps the most profound gospel is written by Apostle John.
整个旧新约圣经中最难解的一个经卷，其实也是圣经的封顶之作，启示录。
And we know the perhaps the most difficult book in the Bible, and also the summit, the consummation of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation.
然后中间使徒约翰又写了三封教牧书信。
Is also written by Apostle John. And between that, there's also three pastoral letters that were written by Apostle John.
对，今天我们就特别分享使徒约翰所写的约翰一书中这段核心性的经文。
And then we are sharing a core passage from the first letter from Apostle John.
其实今天我们对大多数很多牧者，包括教会甚至我们，对于教牧书信的含义和用途呢，我们往往忽略。
A lot of times, the churches today ignore these pastoral letters.
我们常常叫教牧书信，哎呀，鼓励弟兄姊妹去传福音，去做这事工，做那事工。
A lot of times we encourage our brothers and sisters to do the great commission to spread the gospel.
当然这些方面教牧书信中也不同程度的提到。
These are certainly mentioned in these pastoral letters.
但是其实教牧书信核心的目的是面对已经信主的，面对已经在教会里的，如何牧养他们，如何使他们的生命成长。
But the stronger focus from those pastoral letters were for those who already believed, the believers in the churches, and to encourage them how to pursue spiritual growth and to build up their lives in Christ.
所以今天我们就在约翰一书第二章的七到十七节看到灵命成长有什么标记啊？灵命成长有若干个三个阶段呢。以及灵命成长中我们最需要面对的仇敌和拦阻障碍是什么。
So from this passage today we can see what are the signs of the spiritual growth that in the new life that you receive from Christ. We'll see how the different stages of spiritual growth are like in Christ. And lastly we'll also see what kind of enemies of spiritual growth we're facing.
灵命成长的首要的标记就是遵守上帝的诫命，尤其是耶稣基督所吩咐的，你们要彼此相爱。
So the principal sign for a spiritual growth is to obey God's commandment, just as Jesus actually emphasized that he gave them a new commandment to love one another.
今天我们基督教教会为什么在美国？你看到在英国、在法国很多地方软弱、混乱、边缘化呢？
We know that churches today, whether it's in the United States or in Great Britain or in a lot of the European countries, are being diminished and marginalized. We nominally continue to enjoy the benefits that from our the Christian faith in this country, but a lot of times people have forgotten Jesus Christ and forgotten how a believer is like.
我们就看到，甚至在英国，有一个移民强奸了一个十三岁、十二岁的小女孩，法庭当庭释放，为什么呢？说这个强奸犯不知道强奸十三岁的小女孩是强奸的。
We even saw the news that there was someone who raped a 13-year-old girl in Great Britain, but he was set free by the court because the perpetrator didn't know that was a rape.
所以难道你不知道强奸十三岁的小女孩不是强奸罪？难道你就不是强奸罪了吗？
Just because you don't know that it's rape, does that mean you didn't commit the act? We can even see in the Olympics that's happening in France. And we see that with biological genders, committed assaults on the opposite gender.
然后人家问奥委会的时候，奥委会说要区别男女，这是一个太复杂的科学的问题。
And the committee, the organizing committee, admitted that even differentiating between man and woman, or male and female, is a hard scientific problem.
所以我们确确实实需要回到英国、美国立国的根本基督教。
So we need to return to to Christianity, the faith upon which our countries, like the United States and Great Britain, are founded.
更要回到圣经中所启示的。
And even more so, we should return to the truth that is being that is revealed to us through the Bible.
所以世界的问题关键不是因为有罪人。
So the problem of the world is not because there are sinners in the world. It's not even because the sinners commit sins. But even bigger problem is that those so-called believers, those who have already converted, that we haven't really fully functioned as Christians.
我们作为基督徒，哪怕是我们真正信主了，我们往往仍然是小孩子，仍然是大徒儿。
A lot of times we, even we believed, we still are infants. We remain as infants in our faith.
所以使徒约翰这就特别讲到小子们啊。
The Apostle John mentioned in the passage and calling these people little children.
但是你们应当做年轻人啊 ，young men。
He said, you should become young men. And then through your endeavors, you should become a father. And also we know that in this world, there, we have many enemies. But our greatest enemy is not the Muslims.
不是社会主义者，不是共产主义者，不是同性恋的，不是变性的。
Not the socialists or communists or the LGBTQ people.
所以最大的仇敌是我们自己肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
But the greatest enemies for us is the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and our pride in life.
如果我们作为基督徒，我们不来对付我们自己的罪，整天要骂美国，整天要骂这党那党，这国那国，到底有何意义？
It's meaningless if you only accuse others while we are not dealing with our own sins.
所以，让我们真的是要发自内心的、深切的来祈祷。
So we need to come before the Lord in prayer.
我们求主真的是光照我们
，and so that He can illuminate our hearts.
使我们晓得到底是基督徒真信心的标记是什么。
So that we know what are the true signs of being a Christian.
到底我们在灵命上如何一个阶段一个阶段的成长。
How we can grow through these stages in our spiritual lives.
到底我们面对的敌人是谁呀？
And who are the enemies we're facing?
所以我们有一个简短的祷告，我们求主来特别光照我们。
So let's pray to the Lord, may ask the Lord to help us.
天父上帝
，Heavenly Father，
我们有软弱，有挣扎。
We are weak and we struggle。
求你来光照我们
，Enlighten us，
使我们真的是认识你，认识耶稣基督。
So that we know, we truly know you and know our Lord Jesus Christ。
使我们的信心有真正的确据。
So that we, our faith, has a true assurance in you。
使我们的灵命有真实的成长。
That our spiritual life can grow.
使我们在征战的时候，确确实实瞄准对准我们真正的仇敌。
That in our spiritual wars, what we should can face our true enemies.
祷告祈求感恩，奉耶稣的圣名。
We pray and give thanks to you, in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 所以，使徒约翰在他的教牧书信中，甚至在约翰福音和启示录中，它核心的信息就是两个。
There are two core messages from the Apostle John's pastoral letters and in the book of Revelation.
一个就是到底耶稣基督是谁
？And one is who indeed is Jesus Christ.
到底耶稣基督给我们的教训是什么
？And what are his teachings?
因为当时候犹太人，包括外邦人。个人求告自己的神，当然犹太人也是信上帝的，但是他们不承认耶稣基督的。
Because there are a lot of the pagan gods that people worship in these days, and also even the Jewish people, they believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus Christ.
更可怕的是，许多人自称是信耶稣基督的。
And what's even worse is that a lot of people they claim that they believe in Jesus Christ.But they don't believe Jesus Christ is fully God. Or that Jesus Christ is God, but he didn't truly became flesh like man. What we see is really just a mirage of Jesus.
但是一个更隐蔽的，今天我们很少意识到的异端邪说是什么呢
？But another heretic thinking that is perhaps even more hideous，
就是当时一个诺斯底异端的影响。
It is the influence of the Gnosticism.
这个诺斯底异端有什么主要的教训呢
What are the teachings of the Gnosticism?
他认为要福音就不要律法。
And the Gnostics embrace gospel, but they do not want God's law.
我们信主就是要信耶稣升天堂，离开这个世界，因为这个世界和身体本身是污秽的。
We believe in Jesus Christ so that we can go to heaven because the bodies are evil and we want to pursue the spirit.
甚至他们相信这个造物主上帝本身是德缪格，本身是造物的巨匠，本身就是低级的上帝。
And some of them even believe that God the Creator is one of the lower gods.
所以耶稣基督是一个新的上帝，是一个慈爱的上帝，是一个福音的上帝，恩典的上帝。但是旧约的上帝是个造物的上帝，战争、血腥，甚至种族歧视。
And they believe that maybe Jesus Christ is a newer God, the God of mercy, but there was also an older God from the Old Testament that was brutal, that was bloody.
所以在圣灵的光照下，使徒约翰就特别的在约翰一在约翰福音中讲着，太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝，万有都是借着他造的。
So through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Apostle John proclaimed in the Gospel of John, the first chapter of Gospel of John, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
所以当然耶稣基督他是救世主。
So of course, Jesus Christ is a savior.
但这位救世主也是造物主本身。
But this savior is also the creator himself.
所以我们不得不把世界的创造与世界的拯救分开。
So we cannot separate the creation of the world and the redemption of the world.
我们不得不把造物主和救赎主对立。
And we cannot put...the Savior and the Creator against each other. The God we believe are the God of three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But these three persons are also one God. Also, as when Jesus Christ became man, A lot of people thought that Jesus was going to abolish all the law from the Old Testament and give us brand new teachings.
And
so the so-called gospel can replace God's law.That was maybe outdated and brutal from the Old Testament.
所以使徒约翰他的两个信息，第一个信息耶稣基督是谁？第二个信息说耶稣基督的教训到底是什么
？So that's why that these two crucial messages from Apostle John. One is to truly explain who is Jesus Christ, and secondly, what exactly are his teachings.
耶稣基督的教训当然是以福音为中心，以福音为聚焦，以福音为
We know that the teachings of Jesus was centered around the gospel. But at the same time, Jesus did not deny all God's law and the prophets, and especially the commandments from God.
所以我们看到在约翰福音十四章十五节讲，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
So we see from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34, is that if you love me, obey my commandments.
So, the
word commandments was in the plural form.
But
Some people still are confused that they should be believing in Jesus Christ's commandment, but not the commandments from the Old Testament.
但是我们看到使徒约翰在这个在这个约翰一书五章第二节就特别讲到，我们若爱上帝，又遵守他的诫命，从此主知道我们爱上帝的儿女。
And but from the first John chapter five verse 2, the Apostle John said, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments."
所以说，我们遵守耶稣基督的诫命，就是上帝本身的诫命。
So that's why when we obey the commandments from Jesus Christ, that are the same. They are the same commandments that from God.
所以在启示录十四章的十二节，使徒约翰更是明确地强调，圣徒就是守上帝诫命和耶稣真道的。
And so the Apostle Paul stressed that the true believers are those are follow the way of Jesus, but also obey God's commandments.
如果我们不守上帝的诫命，我们就没有认罪，我们就没有悔改，我们信耶稣没有任何的根基和内涵。If
we don't obey God's commandments, then our faith really has no foundation and no content.
所以弟兄姊妹，总之使徒约翰给教会传递的信息就是。
So in summary, the message that Apostle John was giving to the new churches was Jesus Christ was, and what are the teachings that Jesus has given us. And we know that Jesus is the second person in the Godhead. But the message that Jesus has given us was a consistent message throughout the Bible.
So we here
Jesus stressed that what I'm writing to you, Apostle John said, is not a new commandment.
为什么？因为圣经中明确来讲，神秘记中讲，说耶和华的律法全备。
Because even in the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible tells us that God's law is perfect.
But if
Jesus came and have given us new commandments, that actually implies that what commandments that God has given us earlier was not complete, it was not perfect.
But the
Bible tells us that God's law is perfect, it is complete. The problem is that we sinners couldn't abide by these laws, and the wages of sin is death. So here, the Apostle John stressed, this is not a new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. And we see that if we trace the source, the commandment of loving your neighbor actually is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18.
所以那明确地讲，不可报仇，也不可抱怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。There,
Moses said, "You shall not take revenge or bear a grudge against son of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord."
今天在美国，我们尤其是需要这样的信息。And
today, especially in the United States, we need this message.
两极化，你报复他，他报复你。Because
the country is it's polarized. A lot of times we seek revenge from the other side.
你抱怨他，他抱怨你。
And we complain about the other side. But the Lord has given us this commandment that we should love our neighbors as ourselves.
但是当然耶稣在这儿也，保罗这个约翰在这儿也强调，我给你们的是一条新命令。But
here, Apostle John also stressed that this command that I'm giving you is a new commandment.
这个新命令不是 radically, fundamentally new, 不是从根本上新的，是 renewed.
But it's not a radically or fundamentally new commandment, but it's a command that has been renewed from the Old Testament. It was reiterated.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里我们就看到新生命与灵命成长的标记是什么呢？
So here we see the, what are the signs of true spiritual growth.
We need
to live in the light.
And we
need to walk in the light.
And
we need to love one another.
不光是我们信主的人要彼此相爱，耶稣基督甚至讲要爱我们的仇敌，为那些逼迫我们的祝福祈祷。
Not only just loving as believers for one another, but also loving your enemies and love those who persecute you and pray for them.
不管是教会还是美国，靠宣传仇恨，靠宣传敌对，不能够解决任何问题。
Whether it's in the United States or anywhere else, proclaim revenge and hostility will not solve any of the problems.
Because
the plan that God has given through his plan of salvation was to redeem those sinners. And for those who believe in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have an eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经中不变的一个，不管是在旧约还是在新约，反复讲，爱我，守我诫命。
So here in the Bible, many times it was reiterated, those the believers are those who love me and obey my commandments.
然后我们就看到在第二段这段经文中就特别讲到灵命成长的阶段。
But here in the second part of this passage,we see the different stages of spiritual growth.
讲到小子们啊，少年人啊，父老。
It mentions little children, young men, and fathers.
小子们是指什么呢？刚刚认识父上帝，认识耶稣基督，罪得什么赦免？
Who are the little children? Those who have just have converted and who have just come to believe in Jesus Christ, whose sin has been just forgiven.
但是你从小子们要长到少年人。
But they should grow into young men. What are the traits of these young men? Here the Apostle Paul said, those young men are strong. Those young men have the word of God abiding in them. And those young men have overcome the evil one.
小孩的特征就是哎呀哭啊闹啊我需要这，我需要那，别人不爱我。当然，我们就知道这是 baby， 这是小孩子。
So, and we know from our experience that the little baby are those who are they always whine, they cry, and whenever they need anything.
但是当孩子在长大成人的过程中
，But as the babies start to grow，
他要早起床
，And they will need to rise early，
他要去写 paper。
They need to do homework.
他要需要学习开车。
And they need to learn to drive.
他需要刚强壮胆。
And they need to be strong and courageous.
他需要不断得胜。
And they need to be victorious.
他需要主的话长存在他的心。
And they need the word of God constantly abiding in them.
他已经长大成人。
And then we know that they have become a grown up.
所以圣经讲少年人。
So here the Bible tells about this these young men.
但是第三个阶段讲到父老们。
But here, the third stage, the Bible tells us, are the those that are called fathers. But here, the words that describing the fathers are kind of shocking. So here, in verse 13, Apostle John says, I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning.
十四节又讲父老啊我写信给你们因为你们认识那起初原有的
and repeated in verse 4 I write to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning
所以使徒约翰在短短这两段经文中反复重复为什么你是父老呢你是真的是老马识途成为一个真正的明白人真正的知道上帝到底是谁的人
so here the Apostle Paul tells us that the fathers are those truly have the wisdom and understanding and to know who Jesus Christ is and who God is. And this knowing, this is not just a knowledge on paper. Not just a verbal knowledge.
就像我们, 也许靠你, 也许, 老夫老妻,
Maybe among us, we have husbands and wives that's been together for a long time.
我们知道，我们认识。
We know each other.
我们不是从婚姻法上认识的。
But we didn't know each other from just the law and a law of marriage.
我不是从嘴唇上说句话，我爱你，我爱你就知道他爱你。
And we know each other is not just because we tell each other we love each other, with lip service.
夫妻是共同生活的。
They live each other. They live together.
是同舟共济的。
And they experience a life together.
我们和上帝的关系也是这样。
And same. As is our relationship with
上帝与我们同在,
God. That we need to experience God in our lives.
我们与上帝同行,
and we walk with him.
上帝住在我们心中,
and God abides in our hearts.
上帝为我们开路,
and God opens the door for
上帝抹去我们的眼泪,
us, and he wipes our tears.
上帝赐给我们安慰,
he gives us comfort.
所以我们发自内心的知道上帝是
So, and from the bottom of heart, then you know God is a true and living God. So a mature believer that can be called the fathers, so from his experience that he truly know and experienced God is the true God and is a living God in his life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so we see these three stages of spiritual growth.
小子们就是指,哎呀,不读经,不祷告,没有奉献,只是想让别人关爱他的人,就是小子们。
And those little children could be the believers that we don't really read the Bible, we don't really tithe, we just it's people who maybe just want to receive care and love.
少年人就是参加教会了，查经了，祷告了，奉献了，你就真的是在不断成长的少年人。
But those young men could be the believers among us that actually have are the members that actually practice Christianity, practice the means of grace in their lives.
什么时候你到了父老级别了？
And when can you become a father?
你可以做突破口的。
That maybe you can be the one who help others.
别人攻击你，别人骂你，你不冤情就感到我为义受逼迫，我就喜乐。
And even as people maybe call your names, and maybe people say bad words to you, that you actually you will know that you are being experienced that because of for the sake of Christ, and then you actually rejoice in that.
甚至别人骂我们，别人说我们不好，我们就发自内心的认识到，我比你骂的还不好，我不配，我不值。
And even maybe people accuse you of something, you actually truly you understand that in our hearts, I am worse than what people accuse us for.
所以这就是有一个为父为母的一个心肠的。
So you have that kind of a humble heart in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，要达到这样的，从小子们到少年人到父老们。
So from little children to young men to fathers,
我们必须立定心智。
So we need to have a strong resolve to do that in our hearts.
我们必须一步一步的有一个踏踏实实的循序渐进的灵命成长。
So we need to steadfastly grow in our spiritual life.
今天我们要向这个我们每个弟兄姊妹，向我们自己发出这样的一个挑战。
And today we have we maybe use that as a challenge for all of us.
你不要说我信耶稣了，升天的。
Don't just say, I believe in Jesus and I will go to heaven.
我也参加教会了，我也奉献了。
I'm here, I'm a church member.
上帝在基督里的心意不是如此。
But the God's will in you is not just that.
所以在马太福音五章四十八节，耶稣就明显地讲，你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。So
in Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said in verse, chapter 5, verse 48, said that you shall be perfect because your Father in heaven is perfect. And we see that from the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all scriptures are breathed by God. And then it's for those who belong to God to be perfect.
所以上帝赐给我们圣经，赐给我们救恩，不是仅仅让我们得救，是让我们成为完全。
So the God give us a salvation is not just for us to be saved, but also for us to be perfect.
和这个成为完全就是要从小子们啊、少年人啊，一直成长到父老的阶段。
And that means we need to grow from little children to young men and to be among the fathers.
在这个成长的阶段中，我们有三大仇敌。
But in this kind of a journey for our spiritual growth, we will be facing spiritual enemies.
这就特别讲到肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
And here in this passage, the Apostle John mentioned that these three enemies, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and pride of life.
什么叫肉体的情欲呢？
What are the desires of flesh?
说起来很简单，弟兄姊妹就看到小孩在母腹中，小孩刚刚生下来。 他肉体的情欲是什么？
And what are the desires of the flesh? It's very simple.
小孩的情欲很简单，吃吃吃，吃不饱我就闹，吃好了就开心，吃好了就睡觉，继续吃。
And for a little baby who just being born, that his the desires of the flesh maybe just to eat and sleep.
所以说肉体的情欲首先的是在你的食欲上，在你的吃上。
A lot of times, so the desire of the flesh is actually food. And how can the desire of food become our enemy? But if you don't have a good diet, that will affect your health. If you eat too much, you may not fit in the chair. And your bodies will be heavy.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果阿什牧师，如果智勇牧师，我是300磅，能够给大家讲到吗？
So if a pastor can be, you know, 300 or 400 pounds, how can I preach?
当然，胖子也很可爱，上帝也爱他，但是真的是生活健康不容易的。
So that'll be difficult.
眼目的情欲是什么呢？
And what is the desires of the eyes?
眼目的情欲最激动的就是好色。
And one of the major ones is lust.
男的好女的。
And the lust from a man towards a woman.
女的追求男的。
Or from women to men.
男对男，女对女。
Or these days from men to men.
所以目前社会上这个问题就是说 sex up， 你必须是用性来刺激，用性来满足，用性来这个挑起人的欢心。
And these days, the society that we live in, right, uses sex to instigate and tempt us.
So today, we just see that in society, in the country, even in the American elections, this sex has become a central
issue. So we see that the problem of sex and gender become as a core issue of the society, even a critical issue in the elections. So that is, we talked about the desire of the eyes. And the third one is the pride of life.
There
are two symptoms of being prideful. One is that I don't believe in God. I don't listen to God. I do not agree with God's words.
我要随心所欲，我要自己做主。
And I want to be my. I want to take charge. I want to be my own God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们面对的最大的仇敌，不是说穆斯林，不是说变性的，不是说各种各样的面对的仇敌，是我们自己。
But these days, our biggest enemies we have are ourselves.
所以求主向我们施恩，使我们在灵命成长的过程中，能够不断的胜过我们肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
So may God's grace help us, so we can overcome our desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and our pride of life.
我们祷告。Let's
pray.
天父上帝向我们施恩。Heavenly
Father, show your grace to us.
使我们的眼目，使我们的手指，不是指向社会、指向国家、指向政党、指向任何人。So
that we're not just pointing fingers to the country, to the political parties, and to others.
而是我们发自内心的，像税吏一样向你祷告。So
that we can come before you and pray like the taxpayer in the Bible.
主啊，求你开恩可怜我这个罪人。And
Lord, have mercy on this sinner.
使我真正在基督里。That
we can be in Christ. That I can desire the perfection in our spiritual lives.
使我靠着你加添的力量能够胜过我自身肉体的情欲眼目的情欲和精神的骄傲。
And with your strength, we can overcome our desires of the flesh, the eyes, and the pride of life.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 感谢主，今天我们还有上帝所设立的圣餐，请大家翻到 哥林多前书的11章，我们也请东辉长老直接读英文，在哥林多前书11章的23节到29节。
And by God's grace, we also have the Lord's Supper together. I would invite all of us to open your Bible to the New Testament book, the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 to... 27 to 29. Whoever, therefore, eat the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself.
So, 弟兄姊妹，圣餐是耶稣基督亲自设立的。
So, Lord and brothers and sisters, the Lord established the Lord's Supper himself.
耶稣拿起饼说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
He lifted up the bread and he said, "This is the body given for you."
这杯是我流出的宝血，也是为你们流的。
And this cup is my blood shed for you.
你们如此的吃，如此的喝，为的是纪念我。
As often as you drink it or eat it, in remembrance of me.
要分辨何为主的身体。
When we need to discern what is the Lord's body.
那我们怎么能够在纪念主的时候分辨主的身体呢？
And how we can discern the Lord's body as we receive the Holy the Lord's Supper.
耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
教会是基督的身体。The
church is Christ's body.
我们每个弟兄姊妹是同一个元首下，同一个身体中不同的什么肢体。
And we are all members in the same body under the head of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在纪念主耶稣基督的时候，我们就特别想到我们讲到所分享的，你们要彼此什么相爱。
So as we receive the Lord's Supper, we especially need to think about we as members of the church body need to love one another.
So we
eat and drink concerning the body and blood of the Lord. It's not about the person who leads or who officiates the Lord's Supper. Whether what kind of bread it is. And whether we're receiving it, is this grape juice or is this wine?
关键是要纪念耶稣基督，他是我们的救主。
But the key thing is to remember Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
这个饼指向基督的身体为我们而生。
And this body points to Jesus' body given for us.
这个杯指向耶稣基督为我们流出的宝血。
And the cup pointing to the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在基督里彼此连接。
So as we are unified in Jesus Christ,
我们在基督里彼此相爱。
That we love one another in Him,
我们在基督里成为一家人。
And to become one family in Him,
所以我们一同吃这爱宴也是我们的什么家宴。
And this Lord's Supper is also a family dinner.
所以让我们弟兄姊妹，我们一同祷告来省察我们自己。
So let's come to our Lord in prayer and examine ourselves.
我们是否承认自己的罪？
Whether we admit, confess our sins. And whether we acknowledge Jesus Christ is as our personal Savior. And whether we are or truly willing to love one another in Him. Let's spend a minute in silent prayer and examine ourselves before the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Christ.
我们看到这边，看到这杯。
As we see the bread and the cup,
想到你给我们的大爱,
and think about the great love that you poured out to us, shown us in your Son Jesus Christ,
他的身体为我们而舍,
with his body given for us,
他的宝血为我们流出,
and his blood shed for us,
他与我们立新约,
and he has made us a new covenant in
主,
you.
你祝福这饼, 祝福这杯,
Lord, bless the bread and the cup.
更是祝福洁净我们的心,
but also bless and cleanse our hearts.
什么能够一同在基督里领受这饼，领受这杯,
that we all can receive in our Lord Jesus Christ.
也在基督里有更深的相爱和连接,
with the bread and the cup, so that we can have a deeper union with you and with one another.
祷告祈求祝福奉耶稣的圣名。
We pray and give thanks to you, in our Lord Jesus Christ, holy name.